Keene electrician and doing. She Miss Winfield, he was at first name Winfield, they changed his name and it was Scott. I think some said give him $1,000 to get his name changed, you know, that long that time.
You don't mean.
Yes, no.
Well, where did the Scott say the Scott came from? The Carver?
Yes, and the money from Mr. Scott Carver. If he worked the money, something like that. They had a big spruit about that down on the swamp that one year.
A big what? A
big spruit, and Walt Bunny, I'm talking about Mr. Ellick, Mr. Winfield, and said, thought me and Mr. Ellick ought to have $1,000 like Miss Winfield, something about the name being changed, something like that. And Miss Walt Bunn was talking about it, something like that. Mm-hmm. He said, well, if they give him $1,000 Winfield, and they call his name would change Scotch, you know. So you ought to, Miss Ellick ought to have $1,000, but
well, he said, had all that money.
Miss Scott he had money.
How did he get his money?
Well, they would have done something like that. We had all that land crawl where you stay there too, no, Mr. What you call him. He owned all that place here back across the creek where Mr. Urban Jr. stayed all back across there. You know.
Oh.
He's taking down along that time. Mr. Walden had this here. I hear him saying it. He said, I don't know where that gin I said he used to look all that back there. He belonged to Mr. Carr back from the road or where the road goes. Scott back across there belonged to Mr. Carr.
Now, Granny
this
was Papa's
mother. That's right, yes.
And she married the
Scott. I'm gonna write that down.
Scott.
And he's the one that had the gin house? Yes, mill house down there too, you know.
In what kind?
Mill house.
Mill house.
He's been mill house down
there,
going through Miss
Russell
Cockle that tree, you know.
Oh, Hatcher's Mill?
That's right, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah, no, that's my family.
So, my grandmother's mother didn't have much land.
No, I'm with the state of
most of the land came from the Carver.
Yes, most of it was, yes.
And there were no children by the land.
Outside of, see, Miss Fanny, her and Miss Waller were future, you know.
Yeah, and Aunt Ada.
And Miss Alice.
Aunt Ada and Aunt Alice were twins.
Twins, yes. That's all they said.
Or was Papa a twin?
No, he wasn't a twin, but he was the oldest one. Miss Fanny was next, I think he said, oldest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She was but older than Papa, wasn't she?
Miss Fanny?
Uh-huh.
She might have been. I just remember.
Oh, I believe she was a little old woman all the time.
I used to go when I was a boy, play with her son, Mr. Albert, long down when I was a kid coming up to
and
me.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah. And all of them, Miss Ellick named them.
The oldest one is still living.
Yeah.
And they say the meanest one.
They say you ought to get around, but now I think we can't get
I need to go to see him. I really do. Maybe I'll get there someday. Well, I reckon better get back down to the book, but I just wanted to hear you tell me about that, because I really didn't know it. I don't even know where the cemetery is. Isn't Granny buried? Somebody's buried over behind Cousin Dave's place. Some of our people.
Yes, and that's old, long. They call it funeral graveyard back in there, you know, back in there. Right out from Mr. Ellen and Crow there, you know.
I've never been, and I've got to go.
Yeah, I got a boy buried over there.
Have you?
Yes, was 6 months old. And
have you ever heard of anybody being buried on our land?
No, I know, sir. Not down there.
Okay.
Ain't there a cemetery down there, is it usual, is it?
No.
No.
But somebody, Miss Annie said that some slaves and...
There's a cemetery back Miss Anna Pullman right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
But this is supposed to be one that my Uncle M plowed over when he was a young boy, and they farmed that land for a while up there on the hill in front of Leonard's house across the road.
Mr. Henry Wallace.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't remember all that. Miss Annie Pullman told it because we were going to put our house there.
Yeah.
And she said that she would not put a house there because that was an old graveyard.
Yeah.
And we had nobody in my family had ever heard of it.
I ain't.
Liz, what's our county seat in Spalding County?
Courthouse.
Yeah, where's the courthouse? In what town?
Brisbane.